Proclamation number 6063 of 23rd of September, 1954. Life in divine order and free will as a human being. An ascent development of the spiritual can only take place when it moves in divine order. Therefore, as long as the spiritual is bound in the works of creation, it cannot but move in divine order, for it performs all its accomplishments in the law of compulsion according to God's will and thus, as it were, matures until it enters the stage as a human being where it is no longer determined by divine will but is to live in free will in divine order. Maturing therefore now depends on the human being's will, which can just as well be completely unlawful, so that the human being lives outside of divine order. And to live outside of divine order means to walk on earth completely without love. Then the hitherto attained degree of maturity of the human being's soul is endangered, for it can now sink into the depth from which it has worked its way up in endless time through services it had to perform in the bound state. It can also run the risk of having to take the endlessly long path of development once again if free will fails in the stage as a human being, if it is completely opposed to divine will. The human being has an advantage over the bound spiritual because he can reach the highest stage of development. Therefore he bears great responsibility for this time, for he alone determines the degree of maturity which earthly life will bring him. But this short test of earthly life is to be passed by him because the previous ascent development is a gift of grace from God, because it is not the spiritual being's own merit to have reached the degree which is the prerequisite for embodiment as a human being. He must now lawfully acquire this gift of grace by doing the same in free will as he had to do in bound will. By serving in love. It is only an exceedingly short time that he walks on earth as a human being, and so much grace is at his disposal that he can very well live in divine order. But freedom of will must be granted to him. He cannot necessarily be determined to think and act on earth. For the price he pays for the right use of his will is complete freedom in light and strength. He is to give up his resistance against God and thereby prove that he has found his way back to God, from whom he had once voluntarily distanced himself. And God will truly grant him every help. He will shower him with grace so that he can muster the will power. Yet it is up to him whether he uses the blessings. It is up to him whether he takes the right path, whether he takes the path of love, whether he thus moves in divine order. And therefore the human being decides his own destiny in his earthly life. An eternal life in beatitude or a state of bondage, which will always be agonizing for the spiritual being because it completely contradicts the spiritual being's original nature, which was created in light and strength and freedom and can also only be blissfully happy in light and strength and freedom. Amen.